Hello, everyone, and welcome to the final episode of Debatatorium 2007. My name is Frank Allen. It's a very exciting night. Debatatorium 2007 is a show in which we debate hot-button issues of the day with a series of tournament-style debates. Right now, we have our two champion debaters so far for the season, although, oddly enough, both of them lost their first debates and came back as wild cards. Very odd. A little ungood. But there you are. Let me introduce him before we get to the topic. First of all, sir, introduce
yourself. Yes, my name is President Byron Samuels, American Defense Offense Club.
You changed another different one.
No, well, the previous one encountered a certain amount of resistance from some of the people we viciously attacked, so we decided to change the name in order to disguise our true intentions.
League? Sounded too offensive?
No, well, I mean, basically, the Offense-Defense League was wildly making accusations and insults with no foundation at people we decided to despise for no good reason.
All right.
Who therefore started to take a dislike to us, so we changed it to Defense-Offense Club in order to sort of see if we could hide from them as under the mask of being somebody else.
All right. So you're the ADOC?
Yes.
Okay. President of the ADOC, Byron Samuels. And of course, our second debater champion currently.
Certainly. My street name is Rich Lefkowski, and I'm just a mere man who honestly wonders who elected this guy. And because I didn't vote for him.
Well, no, he's not like a... I mean, are you part of the American Defense Offense Club?
No.
That's why you didn't vote for him.
I wasn't even informed. I didn't even have the option. Anyhow, to get to the real point of the matter, though, I'm also a cab driver who is being forced to by my boss to take part in this debate. But I'm also known as Perfect Pitch, a Binghamton superhero who is in fact in charge of the other five people who are forced to defend these awful streets around here. By the way, I should be a little more... I'll try to be a little more positive, Frank Allen, because you know what my boss said?
What?
My boss said that I come off as touchy and rude.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to say anything. But
well,
yeah, yeah.
So I'll do my best.
Oh, good.
How's that sound,
Frank? This will be a nicer debate.
I'm going to talk with a smile on the face.
Oh, that feels good already. Now,
yes.
Again, judging from who the two people are, I'm sure you can already tell what the topic is because it's what they disagree on probably most of anything in the world. It's the topic of whether or not evolution actually happened. And as everyone, I'm sure, can tell, President Byron Samuels says evolution did occur.
Well, of course, evolution occurred. It's a side...
And hold on. And Perfect Pitch says it did not. Now, Perfect Pitch... I'm sorry, President. Attacker
yes.
gets to go first. He gets to tell us why evolution is not true.
Well, that's a lie.
No, hold on. Let's hear it.
Okay. Well, I should try to be positive here, but I'll just say that it's nice of you to let these derelicts in. That's very kind of you. No. That makes it easier for me to win. By the way, is there a prize if I win?
Maybe. Well, the winner of this... Well, no, I
there better be a prize,
can't...
you see.
All right. There is.
Good. I don't trust that.
No, there is.
Okay.
All right.
Now, evolution, what appears to be evolution, is actually a punctuated process of superpowers suddenly evolving.
Wait, you just said evolving.
Blah, blah, blah. You're getting caught up in the fine points, Frank. You're getting caught up in details.
You're already arguing evolution is just periods of evolution.
Well, how's this? Well, you understand this better,
maybe.
Frank Allen?
Let's find out.
Let's see. Humans equal superpowered apes.
Oh, so you're saying we didn't evolve.
Yeah, it was like, bam!
Were we bitten by a radioactive... something like a human?
Do I look like I have a time machine? I know half these guests do, but really, I don't possess a time machine. How am I supposed to know what happened 8 billion years ago? I do look like an archaeologist.
Well, I don't know.
No.
We're arguing about what happened over the course of billions of years. So.
That just seems to me that's the most likely thing, is some exciting thing happened way back past, and it caused apes to somehow develop superpowers and become human beings, or what we resemble as human beings.
That sounds a lot like evolution. Usually, when people are against evolution, they have some sort of creation idea.
Well, this is a creation idea in a similar way that, say, Spider-Man was bitten by a radioactive spider.
Well, let's see what President Samuels has to say.
Well, evolution is an issue I feel very strongly about. It gets muddled up a lot. And I have to explain why this muddle is because people try to bring science into it. And I have to explain here, science is something that was created by people in the government in order to muddle our minds and clear steer us all away from getting that truth. And I believe in truth over science, which is why I'm for evolution. Now...
I'm sorry, what? Evolution is evolutionary science.
Evolution is truth. Science is about asking questions. If you ask a question, you don't need the truth. Evolution is a way of finding what's real. Science is a way of throwing away what's real and asking for it.
What? Okay, so what's evolution? What is it?
Evolution. Let me explain this to you. If you have some people in a group or some animals together,
yeah.
There's some of them's there and some of them ain't.
Okay.
And it's going to get naturally selected which ones are there. It's a process, a natural selection. Nature, that's God,
like...
selects us and picks out the ones he likes best, and that's how we all get improved. So
okay.
When we... when there's six of us here, the best ones, God strikes down, and the rest of us survive. So
you're saying evolution is the process by which God picks who lives and who dies.
Exactly, yeah. In the past, we was full of all these incompetent people who was trying to abrogate ourselves and fill us up with all sorts of notions and ideology that weren't trying to reprove our freedom and take us away from what's all the things that we ought to oppose. But the fact is, when God comes in here and says, well, look at you're an idiot, and you're dead, well, we've only got the smart people left, and that's why evolution said...
This is very... Okay, so I'm very interested in this debate, because basically we've got one side saying evolution is real, because that's how God works, and the other side is saying evolution is not real, it's just a series of mutations caused through
which
superpowers.
Which is mutated is science words that's trying to... They think we've got... It's in blue genes, and it's all...
What?
Tried. They think there are blue genes.
There are blue genes. People wear
them. Of course there's blue genes, but it ain't got nothing to do with who my parents are or what my blood type is or something like that. If I want to wear blue jeans, that's my right, and they have no reason to mutate them or nothing.
Mr. Lefkowski.
Can you stop and breathe for a second here? Thank you.
Not so loud, though.
Yeah,
all right. Fine,
not so loud.
You know, I have a right to regulate
the
volume
too.
Of my breathing.
All right, but he wants to...
Mr. Allen.
Yes.
I'm going to try to stay...
Positive
as I can, and I'm going to say that it was refreshing of you to try to get to the truth of the matter by not bringing actual scientists in here.
Well.
And it was also, your opinion was at least novel. And that's the
that's
nicest
true.
Thing I can say.
I don't think on novel. I don't write novels. Well, novels is for people. It's making stuff up. It's getting away from the truth. Is
I wouldn't
what I'm
read a novel
in.
That you wrote because I don't read novels.
And I don't write them. So it's a perfectly
good
We
both win, I guess.
All right. Well, we're not, but you didn't win the debate. And interestingly, we didn't have any scientists on to debate, but we might have some in the expert speaking.
I think
which,
you know any scientist,
well,
Alan.
Let's find out. Here's our first expert.
Hi, I'm a popular singer-songwriter, John Jackson.
Okay, not a scientist, but
I don't
I'm
listen
sure,
to the radio.
Look, I'm sure he knows a lot about evolution. Let's talk. What
I
have
think
you got
I,
to say?
Well, I do, and I actually wrote a song about it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
You mind if I...
No, please.
All right, great. Here it goes. Birds, sky... Grass and flowers.
That was the whole thing?
Yeah.
Are you a hobo?
No, not at all.
Okay. I just had to make sure.
That was a short song.
Well, that's all you need.
Did it chart?
Did it? It won me several grubbies, and actually...
What are grubbies?
Grubbies?
Yeah.
Frank, if you have to ask, you won't win one anytime soon.
I wasn't running for them.
Well, that's obvious.
All right, well, no, about evolution. So does that... Okay, you said birds, sky, grass.
I said birds, sky, grass, flowers.
Flowers. Does that mean they evolve or not?
I think I pretty much summed up my argument right there.
No, but which side are you on, the side of Mr. Perfect Pitch or Mr.
Frank? Let me play another song for you. Okay, maybe this will
President,
explain things a little
I correct that. President
Samuels.
That's right. I was duly elected by myself.
Oh, actually, he elected himself,
like Stalin or something. Gotcha.
Actually, this
I never
stall.
I'm very alacrity and expediency when I elect myself.
He didn't stall.
This song is actually about Stalin.
Okay, let's hear
so
it.
Maybe,
does it have to do with evolution,
Uncle
too?
Uncle Joe.
It does.
Okay, an evolutionary...
There's a little bit, but you have to listen for it.
Okay, I'll look.
Okay,
I'm ready.
You ready to listen for it?
Yes.
Okay. Stalin.
I didn't hear the evolution part. I listened really closely.
Frank, do you even listen to music? When was the last time you bought a CD, buddy? Just between you and
me. I mean, I
listen
to some
else
music.
That's listening.
I remember Dr. Parsis played us some music once.
I don't like Parkinson's.
No, that's not what I... All right, never mind. Well, all right, just...
I just listen to angry talk radio when I'm in my cab.
All right.
And that's what my customers are going to listen to as well.
Would you say that evolution or not? Yes or no? Yay or nay?
I have a song for that.
Oh, God. Okay, yay or nay song? All right.
Yes,
hopefully
I
it'll
do.
Either say
I,
yay
I,
or nay.
I do.
Quickly, quickly.
I actually wrote this about 3 years ago.
Please, let's hear it.
I agree with President Samuels.
Excellent. All right. So
well, let me guess, you didn't even find the imagery in that. You don't know what I was trying to say with that.
I did. You were trying to say you agreed with President Samuels.
My God, are you shallow?
Oh my God. You agree with perfect pitch then. Was it a sarcasm?
It's in the song.
All right. You know what?
Do you need me to play it again?
No.
Some people just aren't capable of sarcasm. I think our friend here's one of them.
Who would like to have him on their side? I'll give him to whoever wants him.
I'll take his sarcasm or whatever
good.
It is.
I agree with him.
Okay,
it's,
good.
It's totally thank you. You know, thank you, Samuels.
3 years ago, whatever hell I was saying might have been in agreement with what I'm saying now. So who the hell cares?
I'll take his arcade.
He basically talks 23 hours a day. So
it was the thing about the poodles.
He's gonna say something accurate sooner or later.
Well, the poodles are working against his country.
No, we're not talking about poodles unless you feel that they did not evolve or did evolve. I don't know.
I don't think God cares about poodles. To be honest, I don't think anybody cares.
I actually
about
agree
poodles.
With that point.
Well, good. But what do you have to say about the arguments presented by Mr. Johnson?
Mr. Johnson's arguments.
Mr. Johnson.
Are you Jackson?
Did you just call me Jack Johnson?
I'm sorry, John.
I hate that guy.
John Jackson, I'm sorry.
What, your act?
He doesn't even have an act. He can't act. Did you see him in Curious George? Me neither. He was that bad.
I don't know. I can't afford to go to movies.
All right. No, but what did you think of John Jackson's arguments?
I hate harmonicas, so I was kind of blocking him out.
Okay, that's fair.
Here's how I rank instruments. Lowest, bagpipes. Next up, harmonica. Next up, pump organ. And next up, tuba. Those are the bottom four instruments.
Actually, I think that, Mr. Allen, you're going to win a grubby long before this guy does.
Well, no. I think, hold on. If you just look at this logically, what he's trying to use is music.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's music. Listen to it. It's trying to be music. And I think his music has got no logical... music is part of the conspiracy of people trying to make us use reason and something.
He's on your side.
Yes, exactly. It's music to soothe the savage breast.
Wait, you like music now?
Absolutely. I listen to music sometimes, all the time.
Interesting. All right. Let's see. Let me say where we are so far. On the one side, we've got, there's no such thing as evolution. It's just a series of mutations causing superpowers. And on the other side, we've got God causes magic called evolution and songs.
What most people are basically calling evolution is just a superpower.
It's just a superpower.
Yeah, that's what they call a mutation.
Oh, like the X-Men.
Mutation
exactly.
Is more of this science stuff. I'm telling you. Where is music and people? What do they have in common?
Interesting.
God.
Well, interestingly, we do... Oh, I'm sorry, yeah?
Actually, I do have one more... Oh. I have got another song
All right.
we were just talking about.
All right, I'm just going to plug my ears in advance.
Last song.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Shh, no, stop, but we have to
No, keep that. It's good background. Right? Wolverine! And Allah.
That's it?
Well, you were talking about X-Men and God. And
Wolverine.
Like,
all right. Did you
Wolverine
just write? You just made that song up, didn't you?
I'm a master improviser when it comes to the harmonica and the song lyric.
You didn't write these songs ahead of time. You're making them up as we go along.
That one was made up, but the others were...
All right. Mr. Jackson.
Go hang
too.
Out with Jan.
Mr. Jackson, we've got another expert who we want to talk to, please.
Hello, Frank.
Hi there. Who's this?
It's Michael Callahan. Your arch nemesis.
No.
Yes. I'm the one who you've been stealing show ideas from. This
no.
entire time.
Now, I know you're not a scientist.
You might have beaten me in the ratings again and again and again, but I came out with religion, real or not real, before you came out with tractor fiction, and I came out with let's have an argument before debate.
Come on. Listen, religion is just part of this conspiracy against God that I've been talking about for years and years and years.
This isn't to deal with you, President. He stole you, too.
All right, listen.
I had the president of the Deaf People's Association
on. Oh, please break.
I'm not property. I'm only owned by free men, is what I...
Michael, Michael.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Are you working on any new shows?
Yes.
What do you got?
I'm working. Well, I'm trying to find a network that'll hire me first. I got fired.
No, I mean just what are you working
on
right
me.
Now? What are you working
again,
on right
and
now?
Again and again. I hate you.
Look, this show is ending. What have you got right now?
I've got nothing because they fired me because of you.
What am I gonna do now?
I don't know. You only people.
All right, forget it. Look, evolution. Yay or nay?
Of course.
Of course it exists.
Of course.
All right. So you believe in the magic of God?
No.
That's evolution.
Hold on. I have some advice for you. If you...
No, I've got a question for you, sir.
What?
You answer me this. You're saying that apes are superpowered humans?
No, but haven't you ever read... around. Humans are superpowered
yes.
apes, dummy.
You're right, but whatever. Now let's think this through. Haven't you ever read the X-Men? Didn't you ever realize that what the humans have as superpowers is what's not used in their brains? What's been there the entire time? So maybe, just maybe, apes, which actually use this part of their brains and don't tell us, are smarter than us. Maybe they're the superpowered humans. Maybe you're wrong, and you have no proof, do you?
Well,
but I had Dr. Caligari, professor of astrology, on my program who proved it was so.
Okay, well, you're trying my patience, friend, because if you considered that I live in basically a dull superhero comic where nothing happens and I eat ragu every night, that I'm not going to read other dull superhero comics, and have you considered that Let's Have an Argument was basically this program with more of an emphasis on physical violence and less of an emphasis on just crazy guests who don't know what they're talking about, so therefore, on both counts, you are wrong and you should die.
You were my watcher? The one guy who watched my program?
This whole system of getting hired and doing work is nothing more than a money-making scheme.
I was briefly hanging out with a superhero who had the ability to pick up band receptions from around the world. It was stupid and he mostly used it to listen to Radio Havana because he was a commie. But, among other things, he listened to your insipid show, yes. It was
communism's
even worse than
a
this.
Money-making scheme, too.
But my show is a television program.
Yeah, but it was still worse than this. This is far better.
But you stole the idea.
But it's still better. I did it better, so that's mine now.
No!
That's how it works. That's how it works. If you take someone's idea and make it better, you get the credit.
If you agree with his opinions after this and Brown knows, he might give you a job.
Here, watch this.
A job from him.
Watch this. Well, you're not getting one yet.
In your show. You know, my show actually had judges.
Listen to this. This guy here, Samuels.
Yes.
Right.
He didn't invent evolution, but he's taking it and he's making it better. Now it's his.
Evolution, look, if there's lots of evolutions and God picks mine, that's evolved itself. That's the way evolution is.
He's arguing now. See that? How can you argue with that?
That's decursion.
Evolution of evolution. How
you
can
you?
You
can't argue with it. You can just ignore it.
Actually,
happy.
I've got a song about this little bit that we've been talking about that I've been paying attention to.
Is it a short song?
Yeah.
All right, quick.
All right, ready? I get knocked down, but I get up again.
No, that's not your song. You stole that song.
I didn't steal anything.
That
I wrote
song,
that.
You're a liar.
Oh, yeah? What's it called?
Tub Thumping.
Tub Thumping?
Yeah.
There were no tubs thumped in that song at all.
No, not in your version. But
wait, isn't by your argument that his song now because he made it better?
He didn't make it better.
I made it in the first place.
He made it better.
Therefore, I made it better from nothingness.
No, it wasn't
Therefore,
nothingness.
Therefore, it evolved into my harmonica.
All right.
Which is real.
All right.
I'm
enough of that.
Bad royalties, Mr. Allen.
You didn't write that song either.
Bass didn't write a song.
All right. So you're agreeing with evolution. Everybody's on Samuel's side, Perfect Pitch. What do you have to say before I go to the last expert?
I don't have any new information to tell you. I'm sorry. Do you want me to...
You're
just going to blithely ignore the point that you've got evolution backwards?
Well, how do I have it backwards?
Because you're saying...
The proof is on you, buddy.
I had said it before, and you ignored me.
What is it? What is it?
Backwards!
No, it's no more songs.
Then forwards.
No more songs.
Okay. I don't want to hear anything out of you. You ignored my invitation to come on my program.
Stop. Talk to me about evolution. Evolution.
Call that a program.
Get right. on point, no, buddy. Get focused. Have some dignity.
Dignity on this program?
Say it.
My point was that humans, superpower in humans, which you would argue is the next stage of evolution, is all there in the brain before. From apes and
that
from
doesn't
before
sound
the
like
apes.
Evolution. That sounds.
But that's
like,
my point.
You're saying it's
no because the traits that we use get passed
so,
on.
But you're arguing that nobody ever changes. How is that evolution?
No, because people do change. New things get better. That's why apes don't. That's why humans don't have hair like apes.
I don't know. All right.
And you completely turn the superpower thing on the head because the superpower has to exist there before in order for it to be used by the next evolutionary stage.
No.
And you have
no
proof against this.
He's saying
superpowers just pop in. Anyone who's ever been forced to have a superpower is going to find out that they just sort of evolve or pop in around adolescence.
You said evolve again.
Just use your superpowers of editing to remove every time I said that.
What am I, a censor? All right, hold on. We've got a final expert here who I believe is very knowledgeable. Evolution, I believe. Let's find out. Go.
God, you sound soft.
What? Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to me.
What?
Are you calling from Binghamton? You sound like a villain.
From Binghamton in a different timeline.
Oh, good. I don't have to bother with you then.
So it's a time traveler. Okay.
Toulou.
My name is Frank Allen.
I'm sorry?
Frank Allen, mutant hunter.
Wait, like me?
Yes, you.
I don't understand.
Frank Allen's not that weird a name. If he was Cornelius McGillicuddy and you were Cornelius McGillicuddy, would be weird.
I'm the only Frank Allen on the show.
Wait, mutants like
not
the
anymore,
X-Men?
Apparently.
Are you saying you're me or are you saying you're someone else?
I'm you.
You're me.
But I'm not nearly as soft as you.
Wait, what?
Excuse me, I gotta put out my cigarette in the eye of a giant scorpion. Okay, I'm back.
What happened to me?
Well, you remember the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Back in the...
Yeah, that has nothing to do with this.
It happened in 1962, Frank Allen, you ignorant dunce.
That's what he said. If you're so deaf you can't even hear the host of this program, I think it's forfeiture of argument is what I would call it.
I have a song from 1962.
No! You were not alive back then, and you, what happened to me?
Well, let's just say that you're one of a handful of survivors. We walk across the giant wasteland, and we battle giant praying mantises and peel off their stinking carapaces to shield
us
from the sun.
There you go. The mantises are praying. It's no better evidence than I've trust a mantis over anybody.
That sounds like evidence of God.
Yeah.
There is no God.
Wait, what? We decided there was a God.
Who is the mantis is praying to?
Maybe your timeline. My timeline, he's dead.
Alternate universe, Frank? Do I exist there?
Yes, and you lead a horde of mongrel men with crab claws.
What about me? Did I win as many grubbies?
You were one of the first to die, you weak pile.
What?
So, I'm successful?
About that.
I'm successful there?
Yeah, you are, and I just killed you.
All right, hold on. So wait, you're not me.
I have a question for you. I'm missing a lot of fares because I'm forced to be in the studio tonight, record this insipid show. Can you give me a tip?
Yeah, when you come across
in
a woman...
money, not in death. Don't tip me in death.
I got a pack of cigs.
That's fine.
And a dual-sided chainsaw with no handle.
All right, hold on. Frank Allen, is there evolution?
I haven't seen any evidence of evolution. I've seen puppies turn into giant beasts that rip off your face with tentacles coming out of their mouths.
So evidence that kind of stuff isn't evolution, right?
It's not evolution. It's clearly some kind of freakish superpower.
So we're on the same page. See, Frank Allen, I'm not insane.
Wow. Disproven things that are already true. If I have something true and you come around looking for evidence, all it's going to do is prove that it's wrong, which it obviously isn't because we already started with it's true.
That's a true argument.
Of course it's true.
If you have something that's true and you find evidence that says it's not true,
then you're making something true wrong, which it can't be because it's true. Wow. So what do you need evidence for if you have truth, which is evolution, because of God?
You can have song.
No songs. I think we're done with songs.
You've convinced me music is terrible. You've won this debate. You know, the only guy I've seen that's worse is Evil Sir Paul McCartney. And it's Evil Sir Paul
You will say nothing bad of McCartney!
Yeah, that's Evil Sir Paul McCartney.
He's nothing compared to Cybernetic Paul McCartney.
Okay. No.
Can you hear that I said evil first?
It's a different guy.
Yeah, it's a different guy.
Oh.
He has a power.
I'm sorry. I hit you.
So you hit me for no reason.
I apologize. I can sing you a song to make you feel better.
No, sir.
I have to agree. Paul Cartney on my program is one of the worst debaters we ever had.
No, not Paul Cartney. It's a different... Look, do you have an idea for a show yet?
I got fired. I got kicked out.
Come up with an idea before the debate's over. All right. This is my last episode of this show. Let's move on to the final arguments.
All right.
Starting with perfect pitch.
Thank you.
Sum it up for us, please.
All right. My perfect final argument goes a lot like this. Excuse me. I have a call. It's from a colleague of mine.
Come on. You couldn't have turned your cell phone off?
Well, I didn't, and now we're stuck with it. Okay, hey, Sergeant Invincible. I still hate you, and you're in jail. You're a superhero, and you're in jail. Okay. What did you do?
Wrap it up a little, would you?
All right. You punched a cop. Okay, I'm not going to bail you out. You wasted your one phone call.
You're not even going to bail him out?
No, I'm not going to bail him out. Why should I bail him out?
Well, I don't know. He's your friend, isn't he? Well, I guess you said
you've never met Sergeant Invincible. You wouldn't bail him out.
You know what people use in the prison? Harmonicas.
Okay.
Argument.
Evolution.
Superheroics are actually what most people consider to be evolution. It may not be right, but it took less time to say than President Samuels.
That's all you got?
Yes.
All right.
What do you want? Do you want me to keep talking?
I want an argument, but that's good enough.
President Samuel's only 6 syllabi. It's not a difficult thing to see.
Well, tell us your argument.
My argument, first of all, if you use the terminology of argument, it's something come up by logic, which is not something you want if you're trying to get at real truth. And second of all, obviously, God has to pick the best people to stay alive, because if you look around, the worst people is dead, because they're not doing anything. They're dead. Now, if you have the worst people dead, who's going to be left? And then when they come together, they do breeding and that sort of thing. It's just what God intended for evolution. And all this trouble that evolution gets into, it's all because science muddles their hands in it and puts on a big blang to try to...
A big blang?
Yeah. It's like an explosion that creates the world.
No,
like
big bang.
Okay, whatever you want to call it. Science says the world was created by a big explosion that nobody caused, and an explosion made everybody.
Well, it's like
an accident. That's nonsense.
It's like an accident.
You don't, God is not an explosion. God picks evolution like the natural nature selection. He picks it like he wants the best ones, not like an explosion, which is what science says.
All right. Well,
Mr. Allen?
Yeah?
How can you call these arguments? You've never had arguments on your program. It's just competing verbal diuretics.
Do you have a better
mine was musical diuretics. Thank you.
Do you have a better idea for a show yet?
I can't get a show.
Let's decide who wins this final debate of debate.
How do you decide who wins this debate? I had a panel of judges. You do it like it's a flip of a die or something.
All right. And the winner is President Samuels.
Yay!
Well, obviously.
What?
Well, he had an argument.
I had a simple argument.
I would say I had truth rather than an argument is what I had.
Well, that's true. I mean, he did have truth because
there's
was
no
right.
such thing as truth, what? Frank Allen.
There was. He just
you
got
just
it.
Heard it. How can you know? You just hear something, you say there's no such thing in it. That's like renying a reality.
I'm sorry?
Like denying a reality.
You went over
I
my
meant.
Head, pal.
The lion of reality?
Exactly. Like denying of reality.
Oh, denying. That
I
makes
like
a lot more
lion
sense.
Of reality
I,
better.
I have an idea.
Yeah?
Why don't I get into comic books instead?
I could do that. All right, President Samuels.
Right.
I have exciting news for you.
What's that?
You are Debateator of the Year 2007.
Well, I'll add that to my feathers in my clap.
No, cap. Cap. Like a hat.
Actually,
That's exactly where I'll add it. That's right. In my cap.
Before I got on the show, I heard that it was going to be the last debatatorium, and I actually wrote a song.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
All right.
Debateatorium, I don't want to see it end. Debateatorium, with every episode grand. Debateatorium, I don't want to see it die. Debateatorium, it's time to save. Goodbye.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah?
I appreciate the sentiment, but your rhymes aren't good.
I don't need to rhyme. I have a harmonica.
You did rhyme, but just not well.
Well, you didn't let me finish the song.
No, that's good enough.
I say goodbye 3 more times.
Maybe the sentiment wasn't as good
goodbye
as
goodbye rhymes with goodbye.
Look, all right. Thank you. You're not even the debater of the year. This guy is.
Right, that's me. I'm the debater of the year.
And I should debater. And I should
debater.
Say, while this is the end of Debateatorium 2007, you, sir, get to come back one more time for Ultimate Debateatorium.
Well, I'll be glad to win it.
I could write the theme song for you if you like it.
No, we're going to be fine with the theme song. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Debateatorium 2007.
Did future Frank Allen die? Because I could sing in his memorial.
No, we're done. Good night, everybody. Good night.